Speaking on August 5th, 1963 in New York, I'm about to interview several individuals concerning the Hansa Gallery, which formerly existed in New York City and has for some years been closed. The first individual I'm going to speak to about it is Richard Bellamy, now the director of the Green Gallery. Mr. Bellamy was not associated with the very first days of the Hansa, however. So I'm going to read first two statements about the origins of the Hansa as a general introduction. One of them is adapted from the Art Students League News of December 1961. In December 1951, quote, six unknown artists, all quite young, held a joint exhibition of their works in a loft studio at 813 Broadway. The artists were Lester Johnson, Wolf Kahn, W-O-L-F-K-A-H-N, John Grillo, G-R-I-L-L-O, Felix Pasilis, P-A-S-I-L-I-S, Jan Müller, J-A-N-M-U-Umlaut, L-L-E-R, and Miles Forst, F-O-R-S-T. 813 Broadway, as this joint cooperative venture was called on a woodcut announcement made by Wolf Kahn, was visited by about 300 artists and two art critics, Thomas B. Hess of Art News and Paul Brach, B-R-A-C-H, of the Art Digest. The show led to the founding of the best of the downtown cooperative galleries, the Hansa Gallery. 813 Broadway announced a new interest in figurative painting by a group which had drunk deep at the Pierian spring of abstract expressionism. In Dodie Müller's account of her husband Jan's life, prefacing the catalog on Jan Müller, prepared by the Guggenheim Museum for its January-February 1962 exhibition of his work, the statement is made, quote, in a sense, the 813 Broadway exhibition contained the rudiments of the Hansa Gallery, which was to form on East 12th Street and which opened in the autumn of 1952. With Jan, such artists as Jean Follett, F-O-L-L-E-T-T, Barbara Forst, Miles Forst, Wolf Kahn, Alan Capro, K-A-P-R-O-W, Felix Pasilis, and Richard Stankiewicz, S-T-A-N-K-I-E-W-I-C-Z, were among the founders. For the next 6 years, Jan was to have a show there each year, end of quote. Richard, do you have any comments on these two statements? Are they incorrect in any respect?
Well, almost everything is incorrect, actually.
Well, that's interesting.
No, I don't mean about this particular statement that you made, but I mean, you know, you have to keep redefining and qualifying. Actually, there, I would make these corrections in the documentation in Dodie Müller's account of the forming members of the Hansa Gallery. There were only eight, as I remember, and so I think probably we ought to include the other two names, which I believe are missing. This is from memory. The other two artists that she does not mention, who were the founders of the gallery, are Jacques Beckwith, that's B-E-C-K-W-I-T-H, who does not now, in 1963, have a gallery and last showed at the Hansa. The other is Jane Wilson, who now shows at the Tibor Denage Gallery and who's quite well known.
She was a founding member.
Yes, she was indeed. She and her husband, her husband, who's John Gruen, who was or is a composer, who now, I think, writes criticism for the Herald Tribune.
I've read some, yes.
And there's practically nothing about painting.